All right, welcome back. This is Wakey Radio, and that was The Beatles with Blackbird. Let me put the correct headset on here. Right, I have Linda Savage in the studio here with me from the Wakey Theatre Company. Linda, how are you going?
Morning, I'm going absolutely fine, thank you very much.
It's been a long time since you... Let me just turn you up here. Sorry. I thought that sounds a bit quiet, but it's better.
Got a little voice, you know. Yeah.
Let me just turn that elevator music down a bit.
Okay.
There you go.
You're drowning me out with some elevator
music. Sorry.
That's all right.
I've turned it down now.
Excellent.
How are you going?
Good. Busy, but really good.
Yeah?
Really good.
So it's a wonderful life. That's what we've got this year, isn't it?
It is a wonderful life, and it's a wonderful cast and a wonderful play and wonderful costumes and wonderful props and wonderful feedback from everybody. So it's all very, very wonderful.
So how long is it going for, this one?
It's a three-week season, so we're in the second week now. So
right.
We've got tonight and tomorrow's matinee.
Right.
And then next week, it's only Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Now, what's always a worry, and it has happened so many times, is that everybody leaves it to the last minute, and typical Waiheke, we're all the same, me included, try to then book and find out it's sold out. And we're like, oh, no. Because we just don't book in advance. We kind of go, oh, I'll go there tonight, you know, or I'll go there tomorrow. So we've already sold half the tickets for the closing night, which is next Saturday.
Right.
So half the tickets have already been pre-sold on that. Thursday's ticket sales are really good on that week as well. So I'm just a bit worried that people will miss it if they don't book.
Mm.
Because, you know, it's so annoying when you know, when someone says, oh, no, it was sold out. And then I get all these messages saying, oh, can you sneak me in? Can you get me in somehow? Mm. And I just can't because of fire regulations.
This is... How many performances have you done this year?
This will be... We've done 11 this year.
11?
Sometimes we do more. Sometimes we've done 14.
Wow.
Because we've done other matinees.
Yeah.
So we will have done a matinee in the first week and a matinee in the second week. And then we'll slip in a Wednesday.
Right.
So
that's a lot of work for the people involved, eh?
It is.
Wow,
it is a lot
what
of
dedication.
Work. It is a lot of work. But it is what it is, you know. But next week, we are open on a Wednesday.
Hmm.
So we've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I think that's what we've got. I haven't got the poster with me. I rushed around this morning and... I've left all my file at home, so I do apologise.
Well, people can go to your Facebook page, can't they?
They can go to the Facebook page, they can go to the Artworks Theatre website, and it's all on there. So it's really get your tickets is the message here, because...
How much are they?
For adults, it's $25.
Bargain.
It is a bargain.
Yeah.
And it's a really good quality show, you know, you don't have to pay ferry fares over. Then concessions are 20 and children are 15. But we've done a family ticket with this one.
Right.
Because it is a family show and there's a children in it and they're adorable, the children. And the family ticket's $70.
That's not bad.
No. And the great thing is the two leads, well, two of the leads, depends who you consider to be a lead, but the people that play Mary and George Bailey, who is the lead, are both professionally trained actors that we've come across on the island. And they're young as well. And that's really tricky, getting hold of younger actors, because they're not often on the island. You know, they're over in Auckland. But we're so blessed to have Olivia Monks and Elliot Blakely. Olivia comes out of Toy Fakari.
Right.
And Elliot is a graduate of South Seas TV.
So just for my ignorance, what's Toy Fakari?
Toy Fakari is the leading drama school in New Zealand.
Right.
So you audition to get in there. So, you know, you've got to have talent, really.
Right.
And it's a fabulous drama school.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Nearly all of the best New Zealand actors will have done their...
Cool. So, we'll just, I don't get out much anymore.
No, I've heard.
Because I've told you that. Anyway.
Well, I mean, I won't divulge my sources, but yes, I've heard.
I live on the other side of the island now, Linda.
Oh,
I can't get home.
Oh,
I can't have a drink.
No.
I live right down the other far end. It's taken me 40 minutes to get here this morning.
Do you mean on the
tangy? No, even further than that.
Arararara, I can never say
keep
that.
Keep going. Keep going.
Oropu, no.
Near Oropu. Yeah. I have quite a long way.
It's lovely out there, though.
Magic.
Yeah.
And so I can't come out as much, but I did, and I did manage to get to the Christmas Carol last year, and I'm still dining out on that.
Are you? Yeah.
I think so, and it was magic. I've got to say, if Wonderful Life is anything as good as that, then
well, Wonderful
what an
Life,
amazing night
it's
that was.
Similar, like if you think that the story around Scrooge. Mm. Where he's this mean old man and he, you know, rips everybody off and is very, very, very self-centered and then has this revelation from the visit of the ghost and turns into this wonderful humanitarian. Mm. With A Wonderful Life, it's George Bailey is such a wonderful, generous, kind, loving, beautiful man. Mm. And everybody loves him and he has such humanity. And he gets so stressed when the building and loans lose the money. Mm. and it's all their banks, it's every man's bank, you know. Yeah. And he's so distraught that he thinks, well, if I didn't exist, then none of this would happen, and you know, and contemplate suicide. Oh, if God. You know the story.
I don't know the story. It's, I may have seen it when I was younger,
it's A Wonderful Life, the Frank Capra film. Mm. Which was written with James Stewart in mind. Mm. It's A Wonderful Life comes originally from a little novel called The Greatest Gift. Mm. And I can't remember which film company, but they took that little book and they expanded it and made the film. And they wrote the dialogue with James Stewart in mind. Mm. So with Elliot playing the character, it's like some actors would take that script and make it their own. But because it was written for James Stewart, mm, mm, there's only a certain way you can deliver some of those lines.
Yeah.
And it's on every single Christmas. It's iconic.
Yeah.
It's always voted in the top three Christmas movies of all time.
Yeah.
And it's just such a beautiful story. Mm. of humanity, really. And yeah.
What time do the evening shows get going? If
the evening shows get
kids?
Going about 7:30.
Right, and how long does it go for?
Well, it's quite a long one. I'd say it's about 10:10, something like that.
Really? Wow.
It goes on, yeah. But it doesn't feel like that. The feedback we've got from audience, it doesn't feel like it's long at all. And the difference between A Christmas Carol and this one is that It's a real story, this. It's a real story. A Christmas Carol had lots of snippets of things, and you know, little scenes, but this is really a story, and that's what holds this piece together is the story as it unfolds. And there's some great actors in there.
Yeah.
Tim McManus, who plays Mr. Potter, what the Golf News reviewer said, she didn't realise how good an actor he was until on her way home when she really didn't like him.
Mm.
she thought, well, he must have been really good.
Yeah.
I don't like him at all. And Tim, as a man, and he's a friend of mine, is a wonderful man.
Yeah.
He's a gorgeous man. So he plays that part really well. And there's just some wonderful, wonderful standout performances. And the duo of Lance Driver, I don't know whether you know Lance
know.
Driver.
Yeah.
Lance Driver and Philip Zeigler as Bert and Ernie. They're just so gorgeous. So gorgeous. And the kids are gorgeous.
Yeah. And so is there tickets available for the matinee tomorrow?
There is tickets available, but they will start selling today.
Yeah.
And my recommendation really would be to get your tickets because it really gets you in the mood as well. And it's so lovely.
Yeah.
And it's got such depth and feeling.
Mm.
And it's just a beautiful story,
yeah,
and people will love it. And Richard Bull is Clarence, and anybody that's seen Richard Bull on stage knows how good he is as well. And he brings such a beautiful, gentle energy onto the stage that it's really lovely.
Well, let's just recap how people can find out more about this.
Yes.
So on the webpage?
Yes, it's on www.awt.org.nz, which is the Artworks Theatre website.
Yeah.
There's it's on Facebook pages. It's on the Waiheke Theatre Company Facebook page.
Yeah.
We don't have a website. We just have a Facebook page, unfortunately.
That's the way it is these days.
Yeah.
What's the point in having a Facebook a website if you've got a Facebook page?
Well,
people go there anyway, don't they?
Waiheke Theatre Company isn't a big business.
Mm.
We basically exist to create really high quality programs for the island using the locals on the island. And so it's a really, it really is an absolute community show. And you went to see A Christmas Carol. Now, the costumes, weren't they stunning?
Oh, it's just magic. I loved it.
The team on the costumes, because it wasn't just Victorian, it was steampunked Victorian. And there was a whole team of us that were working on costumes. And Kristen Sorensen and Adele Harrison, who lead costumes, are outstanding. Yeah. And the costumes they've got on this are just fantastic.
Yeah, well, it was engaging. And I'll tell you how I know this, because normally I get restless leg syndrome when I go anywhere and I've been sat down for an hour. My leg starts, you know, going off on its own little adventure.
Yeah.
And it didn't do that.
Ah.
And that's a measure of how engaged I was, you know. Ah. So.
Yeah. It was really lovely. I mean, I as you know, I was in a Christmas Carol, and it was really, really lovely that you people got the opportunity. There were little scenes, weren't they?
And it was funny.
It was funny. I mean, my favourite line from that when it was Cook. When she says, "May I present a friend I brung? This is Bill. He delivers the milk." Do you remember? It was just so funny. And the costume they had me in was hilarious. This time I don't have funny lines like that, but I'm an angel. So, obviously the director thought, I need angels. And I was the first person to come to mind, really.
Well, I can see why.
I know. Hey? I know. It's obvious, isn't it? Yeah. So it's. I just really hope people do get to see it.
Yeah.
A cast of over 30 as well.
Wow. Far out.
Massive. Biggest cast we've had so far.
Yeah. That's a lot of. Well, congratulations to everyone involved. And
Thank you. And come see it. Bring the kids.
Yeah, bring the kids. Get down there. Support the theatre. And I'd better crack on here. But thanks for coming up, Linda.
Awesome.
It's lovely to see you again.